Jim, can you just describe what the scene is like in Atlanta this morning and what it's been like the last couple of days as President Carter lies in repose there?
Chris, a steady stream of people coming by to the Carter Center on the northeast side of downtown Atlanta to pay their respects. And one of the things that has struck me is, to a person, the people have talked to me about the enormous respect they have long held for Jimmy Carter and for Rosalynn Carter's as well, and specifically, obviously, for what he did and what they did after they left the White House after his one term as president. Again, that's been very striking to me in talking to people, and also being struck by the fact that hearing a lot of different languages among people coming out of the Carter Center: French, German, I've heard some Italian, Spanish. So again, he touched people clearly, in my mind, worldwide, not just here in Georgia. A lot of people I've talked to, Georgia natives, have mentioned the fact that they're so proud that he was a native son. He's the only person ever from Georgia to be elected president, and that's something that they hold near and dear in their hearts.
Jim, do you think he's more revered in Georgia because of the time he spent as the governor and then the president, and then his, you mentioned his post-presidency, but just what he did for Plains, for Atlanta, just for that entire state?
Yeah, that's right, Chris. I think, and people talk about the incredibly humble beginnings he came from. In fact, he didn't even have running water in the farmhouse where he grew up initially. And again, for him to come from southwest Georgia, a peanut farming community, Plains only has about 600 people. And that's one of the striking things when you go to that small town, and I'll be there later in the week as Mr. Carter's body is brought home to Plains for a final time. But again, the very humble beginnings, and people have made comments to me, I've talked with, about, hey, he kind of proves that you can accomplish, anyone can accomplish anything they want in the United States in life.
What do you think President Carter's legacy is going to be? And is that legacy different from as a president versus as an ordinary citizen post-presidency?
Well, I think certainly, probably yes. And I think, and again, when I've asked people that question, Chris, what about his legacy? What do you think that'll be? And again, most everyone talks about what a humanitarian he was. He wanted to try to make the world a better place for people, to help people as much as he could, certainly the disenfranchised. Obviously, I think it's safe to say that his presidency has never really been painted in a lot of positive aspects. But then again, what he did after the presidency, I think it is what so many people will remember him for and do remember him for.
What happens to Plains, Georgia now, Jim? Because it's been this kind of the center point of the universe for several days, and even for years with President Carter living there post-presidency. What happens to that small town now?
It's hard to go anywhere in Plains without seeing his name or his likeness. The city council in Plains, Chris, has passed a resolution. In fact, they did this last October on his 100th birthday to set aside that day forever to remember Jimmy Carter and to pay tribute to him. Now, the mayor has said they're not sure at this point what exactly that's going to entail, but at least they have set a proclamation, they've approved it, that there will forever be a Jimmy Carter Day in Plains, Georgia on his birthday in October.
What do the next few days look like for the state funeral as we get ready for that January 9th state funeral? What are the next few days looking like for you and for President Carter?
His flag-draped coffin will lie in repose here in Atlanta one more day, and then tomorrow morning that ends about 7 a.m., and his body will be taken up to Marietta, Georgia, to the old Dobbins Air Force Base. It's now called Dobbins Air Reserve Base, and there will be a special Air Force mission, Air Force Mission 39, Special Mission 39, in tribute to his presidency, and he will be flown to Washington, D.C. one final time with his family on the plane, a couple-of-hour flight. There will be events in Washington, D.C., and then an official state funeral on Thursday. Again, that's pending what happens with the weather. Washington's in for one of its heaviest snowfalls in recent memory, as many cities have gotten across the lower Midwest and in the plains over the weekend with this big storm that's affecting so many people. But again, that's the game plan. And then after the state funeral on Thursday, his body will be flown back to Georgia one final time and will be taken to Plains, Georgia. There will be a private service at his beloved Maranatha Baptist Church, and then he will be laid to rest beside his late wife, Rosalind, on the property of their house. By the way, Chris, like I mentioned, that house, it's a very modest two-bedroom house, ranch-style home. They built it in 1961, and they had donated it and its 11 acres to the National Park Service, which will take it over and eventually open it up as a National Historic Site.
Wow. Phenomenal stuff. Jimmy Carter, even in death, is still giving back to the nation that he loves so much. Pretty good lesson for all of us, isn't it, Jim?
Yes, very much so.
Jim Grosula, CBS News correspondent. Jim, appreciate the time and the perspective. Look forward to visiting again in the future.
Yeah, it's always good to be on WPTF. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks so much, Jim. Appreciate it. Take care.